Resume. Okay, I don't know. Since I've started coming back here, yeah, there's less people coming. I don't know. Maybe I should go back. There's no one in the best midrash. And okay, whatever. Fine. Let me just get my safe out and see what's going on. Yisrael, you've stopped coming, I see. Oh, and somebody has come. Look at this. We have a special guest appearance.
Do you remember? There was a warning out saying that capsules are no longer in force. And
we're not relying, he's right, we're not relying on capsules. We're relying on 10 people in the best midrash, and we're never more than 10 people in the best midrash. You're right, we're not relying on capsules.
Uh-huh.
We're allowed to have 10 people in a best midrash. We have 10 people in a best midrash. So I'll come, 100% legal.
I'll come tomorrow, Bezos Hashem, Rabbi, yes?
No, you're right. You're 100% right. Capsules are not, you can't have 10 people in one capsule and 10 people in another, but you're allowed to have 10 people in a best midrash. And when we're here in the morning, I can tell you now, there's five, six people in the best midrash now. So
I'm coming tomorrow, Bezos Hashem, Rabbi.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just pointing out that you're allowed to come if you want. I'm not telling you to come. If I was you, I wouldn't come. But I'm just letting you know that that's the... Anyway, fine.
They're allowed to see you in the flesh.
Yeah, in the flesh. There's a lot of it. Okay. Anyway, Yosef Baramai is in the best midrash. That's very nice. You're wearing filters. Get away from me, please. Go away. Thank you. No. You, I'm happy to have. But masks with filters aren't masks. So... Yeah, besides, it's got filters, so all you're doing is breathing out in a concentrated form. Anyway, right, weiter. We have to learn here a little bit. Anyway, so we saw Moedika Yosod yesterday. Fantastic Yosod. If you take this to heart and you internalize it and you start looking at it, when you're grappling with a mitzvah, not doing an aveira, if you apply the principle that we learned yesterday from the cigarette story, you'll see your whole perspective on reality changes. Your whole relationship with your Torah and your mitzvahs changes. It's not about Issa heta, muta, osa, can I do it, can't do it. It's, do I want to give Hashem the opportunity now to give to me, and thereby I become a shutfus in my sabreishis? Or I don't want to give Hashem the opportunity to give to me. What kind of a son do I want to be? That's the new dynamic that we've put on the table, and that's what we're dealing with. So that's a very, very choshev yisod, and kedar to chazer it and remember it and internalize it. So where did we get up to? Rashi, we saw the Rashi in Shira Shirim. I don't think we did. Lepsik's around anywhere, he normally follows in the safer. All right, don't know. Okay. Baruch, where did we get up to yesterday?
Samach Zion. I don't know.
Exactly. We turned over to Samach Zion. We saw the Rashi and Shir HaShirim at the bottom of Samach Vav.
We got to the story.
Okay, fine. So I'm going to carry on from Samach Vav. If it's a repetition, Nishkefelach, because the Chazor is always good. And I don't remember doing the Shir HaShirim yesterday. No, we didn't do this. Okay, fine. Fine, so I'm going to go from the paragraph, three paragraphs on the bottom. Gambo Olomenu Shelanu. If we lived with just the poshut imunah, that what Chazal say is what they mean. We would have found it much easier to withstand the seductions of the Yetzer Hara. If we really had the Imuna, we live b'chush, that we're giving a Kodesh Baruch Hu our Torah and mitzvahs. He can't get to us anywhere else. Your tefillin Hashem cannot get from anybody else. The way your tefillin, what it does in the world and what it affects Hashem, it's unique. It's only you can do that. It needs me. With all the warnings about what that means that you set up to now, we would look completely different. Our whole relationship with ourselves, with the world around us, would look very, very different. Those of you that learned this last time, you noticed the difference? Sorry to get personal and to make you think and to work. I apologize, but we did say that this time around we were going to make this a little bit more halacha lemaisa. The first time you learned this, there are a couple of you that were with us last time. It's a shot of inspiration for a short term, says Baruch, and then you go back to your routine. Oh, so that's why we're doing it again. So now we're giving you another shot of inspiration, and we're going to ask you to just be a little bit conscious. At least 5 minutes a day, pick one mitzvah a day, start with that, where you're going to try and have these thoughts in the back of your mind when you're doing the mitzvah or not doing the Aveira. That's all. Try. Let's see how it goes. We'll get back. The next time we come around, we'll go and we'll see if it was just a shot in the arm or something actually changed. The way it stops being a shot in the arm for a short time and actually becomes something that lasts is you take a very small piece of it and you nail it down. You do something. You don't do something in Achinami. The inspiration is not going to last long. And this is not called the inspirational vad. This is not divrei chizuk vehisairus. You know, we mitchazek and we, you know, that's not what I'm trying to do here. We're trying to change. We're trying to change our whole perspective on reality, real, not just for a few minutes every day. You know, start your day the Torah way, you know, and then forget about it half an hour later. No, we want to change here. Okay, so do something practical here. One second, I can't hear. So when you make a brocha, the question is, what am I supposed to think? When I make a brocha, what am I supposed to, how do I fit this into, let's say, making a brocha? Brocha is a mitzvah. I'm about to make a brocha. So when I'm about to make the brocha, I'm not talking about all the other things you should be thinking about in making a brocha. I'm talking about this, not the actual avoiding the brocha. But the avoider before you make the brocha is, I'm making this brocha, yeah? Because as a result of me making this brocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to give me the schar for this brocha, which is why he created the world initially. I'm not doing it because I want the schar.
But I'm taking.
One second. That we've dealt with. I'm not doing the mitzvah because I want the schar. That may be true. That may have been true, but that's not. We don't let that interfere with this avoider. This avoider is I'm giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this brocha. What does it mean, I'm giving Hashem the brocha? I'm giving him the opportunity to give me the schar, because that's what he wants to do. You're taking. Okay, that has to be dealt with as well, but it doesn't take away from the fact that when you start this avoider, just... It's lovely, such a nice Jewish thing. You have to tell people to go away from you because they're sitting too close with their masks off. So... One second. So using a brocha doesn't invite anything else. You're putting on tefillin in the morning. If you at least conscious of the fact that you're putting on tefillin, or you notice that you put on tefillin because you can see the lines on your arm an hour later, you think, well, I don't know if I'm putting on tefillin. How did those get there? No. You put on tefillin, you say. You have the thought in mind that by putting on these tefillin, I'm giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu an opportunity to fulfill the purpose of the Bria, which is to bestow good on me. That's wow. First of all, it elevates my Kara Satoiv. It makes me feel choshuv. It makes me feel like I'm a part in my Sabreshis. And I'm giving Hashem something. Yeah? That's Gevaldik. That's a thought. It's a fleeting thought. It doesn't have to be a hidden imbuchen and muzumen and, you know, sha achas lifnei. No. I'm doing this mitzvah because I know when I do this mitzvah, I'm going to get schar for it. That's another reason to be besimcha. An opportunity to do the Rotzen Hashem. No, just simple. I'm doing this, and now I'm giving Hashem the opportunity to give me. Now, and that works in the negative as well. You're in the grip of a Yetzer Hara. You're about to do something you shouldn't do, or you're about to not do something you should do. You think to yourself, you know what? In 1 second, very easy, I can get up and I go give Hashem something here. It's not just, well, do it because you can get punished. That's also, you need all that. This doesn't throw everything out the door. But this is just, this is a whole new perspective on reality. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Things connected with brotherhood. It's not
all the misses
to put your left shoe on, right shoe.
Correct. Oh, what about when you put it? It's exactly the same. Question was, what happens the brochas, we understand, but putting your right shoe first and then your left shoe, whatever, that's also mitzvah. That's what Hashem wants. That's what Hashem told you to do. Yeah? It sensitizes you. Putting on your right shoe, your left shoe, whatever, that's it. Okay. Shatnas. Shatnas bothers you. Yeah, we don't understand it. But Hashem asked me to do it. So when I take my suit off to the shatnas guy, they're usually in dry cleaners. I don't know what shatnas guys are usually in dry cleaners. But you go down to the Chinese laundry, you know, we got the Jewish laundry, you know, what's in the back room? Shatnas. What's in the Chinese laundry at the back? We don't know. We don't want to talk about that. But anyway, so you come to putting on your shoes in the morning. I'm putting on my right shoe first, and then the left one, and I'm tying the left one before the right one, because that's what Hashem wants, and that's what I need to give to Hashem. And when I do that, I'm giving Hashem an opportunity to give me back. Hashem took a guy puts on one shoe first, and then the second one. He has to. You can't put on two shoes at the same time. Don't make sense. You can't put on two shoes at the same time. So even a guy has to put on his shoes one and then the other one. So Hashem came along and said, you got to put shoes on anyway, yeah? What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezak Yisrael lefika chalem teru v'mitzvos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that you got to put on shoes. Yeah? So he gives you a mitzvah, putting on shoes. He took something that, you didn't have to make it a mitzvah. Anyway, you're going to put on one shoe and then the next shoe. So it comes along and says, yeah, but I want to put on the right one, then the left one, then you tie the left one, and then you put on the right one. By the way, I'll pick a bottle. There's big things going on here. They say that they found out, they started having suspicions on Shabtai Tzvi that he wasn't kosher because somebody saw him put his left shoe on first. They understood he was drawing from the Koichas HaTumah. The Koichas HaTumah is on the left side. And the Koichas of Kedusha is on the right side. They saw him putting on his left shoe first. That was the beginnings. They started getting suspicious. Marshal Oba said a poor. Not because he wasn't keeping the mitzvah, but because for shteis, everything the Torah asks us to do is not just ritual, it's all connected to higher realities. Very important to remember that. So yeah, even the smallest thing that Hashem asks us to do is his way of giving himself the opportunity to give to us. That's a wonderful opportunity. There's not that much of a Yetzirah in the morning when you're putting on your shoes to put on the right shoe, then the left shoe, then try the left shoe. If you have a Yetzirah there, you're holding in a very high place. Okay, that's where the Yetzirah is fighting you. No, usually it's not there. I don't know. I've never had a Yetzirah for that. I'm sure there may be people that do. There's a story about the helicopter crash. Anywhere that guy had he had a problem with that. That was his nisayon. Gevaldik. So instead of just putting on your right shoe, your left shoe, and whatever. Say to Hashem, I'm doing this now to give you the opportunity to give me the reward for it.
Hey, let's be real.
I'm being very real. One second. I'm being very real.
Well, okay. So for those of us who aren't on the level that I'm thinking, I'm putting on my shoes, really deep down inside, I'm thinking, scar point, right? I'm going through my scar point, just backing up all the scar.
I have no problem, Baruch, with you doing this because you want scar.
No, but how do we flip it?
So, I don't know. Let's see. Let's first open
really
up
the... Let's
put your problem into perspective. Your problem that you're doing this because really you want the reward is a separate problem to what we're discussing now.
Why?
I'll show you. They touch each other, but it's a separate problem. Yeah? The Mishnah says, don't serve Hashem, almanas the covered pride. Don't be like an Eved because you want to get the reward. Be like an Eved, serve Hashem not because you want to get the reward. Yeah? Okay, fine. So I don't want to get the reward, but you know what? I'm doing this for Hashem because I'm giving you the opportunity to give me the reward, but I don't really want the reward. I'm just doing this for you. I think you're a chesed, Hashem. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't bother because I don't need the reward. But that's lying to yourself. That's what you're talking about, right? So the problem's not because of this. The problem starts before. Why am I doing the mitzvah? Because I want the reward or not. Fine. So now what are you going to do? You're going to wait until you're completely the Shem Shemaim. And you're doing the mitzvah kulu, 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 because you don't want the reward. You're doing it kulu l'shem shemayim. And then you'll start working on the sugya. That's one path. But I believe it's doomed to failure because you'll never get there. You know why? Because Chazal tell you, la'aylam amal adam li lo lishmo, shemitecha lo lishmo bo lishmo. You have to start. Start. Lo lishmo. La'aylam, forever. And then you'll come to the lishmo. If you're going to wait to do things lishmo, Rabbeisa, you're never going to start. Find the biggest lo lishmo you can find and start doing it. Gaiva is a problem. Don't use gaiva if you're going to that, you have to check out. Gaiva is a dangerous lo lishmo to use. But other than that, you're doing it for the money, you're doing it for the prestige, whatever, the covered, go for it. But you have to want to get to the lishmo. If you want the lo lishmo, then you'll never get to the lishmo. We talk shelo lishmo bo lishmo. That's the only way to go. What can I do? That's chazal. The Rambam paskens that la alocha. We talk shelo lishmo bo lishmo. So what I want to do, I want to start seeing what I'm doing as being a relationship with Hashem, an opportunity to give Hashem the opportunity to give to me. That's a complex sugi of who's the giver and who's the taker, because I'm really giving, but I'm giving in order to take, and Hashem's taking in order to give. Okay, so that's a mukav sugi. Inside my own avoider, I know that I'm doing this lo lishmo. I'm really putting this tefillin on in the morning because I want the schar, and I'm anticipating the schar. I'm looking forward to Olam Haba, and I want the reward. So that's not a stira. That's a lo lishmo. One day I'll get to being able to do a mitzvah lishmo. Alavai. It was the goyin. There was a famous story with the goyin when he bought the esrog and he gave his whole Olam Haba for the cost of an esrog, and he was so excited because he was able to do a mitzvah and not anticipating the reward. It means even the Vilna goyin had a problem with this the story. We're human, avada. Yeah. So don't lie to yourself. Don't sit there and say, really, I'm giving and I don't want the reward because the Mishnah says, no, you're not holding in real in the Mishnah. Your real is lo lishmo. So be lo lishmo, mabaya. Want to get to lishmo and then get busy. Yeah, that's clear. The Torah is very straightforward. It's not complicated. When it's complicated, you don't understand it, you don't internalize it. It has to be simple before you understand it. Yeah, and it's clear to the virtual guys as well. When you're on Zoom, you're not allowed to ask questions. That's one of the rules of Zoom. I don't know. Anyway.
It is clear. It's good. Thanks for clear. And just going over it. It's always nice to hear it again.
No, because I don't always know if you're hearing the questions that are coming. I try to repeat the questions so you can hear them.
It's
but
good. It's good. You actually can hear you clearly now. Very clear.
Okay, very good. Fun. Okay, so that's that. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. This is much harder. This is a higher darga. Not am I doing this because I want to give Hashem the opportunity to give to me, but also understand when I don't, it's causing Hashem pain. When I prevent Hashem from giving to me, it causes him pain, tzara shechina, whatever that is. Kasheni noigim kshura, haynu mityachsim ba'ofen shene v'na le'yoyse le'kol avodas Hashem. We would look at avodas Hashem in a very different, more elevated kind of a way. Because we're focusing on our relationship with Hashem as opposed to my relationship with myself. One example, when I daven. So how do I daven? I daven and I keep checking, did I daven okay? Did I concentrate? How was my davening? It's all about me. But that's not davening. Davening is about you talking and having a conversation with Hashem. No? So how come you're always testing yourself? Did I have kavana? Didn't I have kavana? How was my davening? Did I have enough? Was I persuasive enough? It's all about me. Now, of course, there's place for that. But one second, how was the other side? How was your relationship? If I would say to you, I met Yankel yesterday. I haven't seen him for a long time. They say, how's Yankel? You'd say, well, you know, when I spoke to him, I was feeling so nice and I felt so warm and I felt so, it was, you know, and I was able to concentrate what we're talking about. We had such a geschmacka conversation. You told me nothing about Yankel. You told me all about yourself. But that's not davening. Davening isn't about you. Only it's about a relationship. The same with all our mitzvahs. Ben Adam Lamakom. That means me and Hashem. We're going to discuss that now. There's a relationship taking place here. It's not just cold, you know, ritual, religious stuff here. This is a covenant. You do your thing, I do my thing, we relate, we interact. When I talk to Hashem, there's a conversation going on. It feels a bit one-sided in a chinami. And there's sometimes a delay, you know. You're asking for something, it takes 10 years till he answers you. Okay, is that? Like the cell phone companies today, you know, there's this like delay, you know, five to seven. But it's a relationship. Doesn't feel like it. You start. Rashi ve pirushay l'shir ha'shirim. Finally, we are. Maz be shemitzvus after recha kamoicha kolidus is kol ha'mitzvus. The mitzvah after recha kamoicha. We saw this earlier. Rebbe Kiva Oimer zeh klal gadol b'toyra. What's the klal gadol b'toyra? Is because it includes all the mitzvahs. Unbelievable. After recha kamoicha includes all the mitzvahs. Putting on your right shoe, shatnas, tefillin, all in after the chukamayfas, all day. It includes all the mitzvahs. Ech. Ki yedua, Nechalkos hamitzvahs l'shnei chalokim. We know the mitzvahs are divided into two categories. Mitzvah shebarim l'malkum and mitzvah shebarim l'chaveiroi. Yeah, we all know that. The seres hadibrois hayu shnei luchos. The seres hadibrois, I don't have one in the shul. Okay. They were divided into two tablets. Chamesh hadibrois hadishon is belua harish and osekes binyan v'enon l'malkum. The first five are v'enon l'malkum. The second five are Benam Chaveres. You'll notice that Kibud of Aim is on the Benam Lamakum side. Eh? I'm just pointing that out now. It's a nice conundrum while that's there. Shnei Aluchos Nim Sholim Beshira Shirim the Tu'ume Tzvir. Shira Shirim uses a marshal for the Shnei Luchos as twin deers. Buck, whatever you want to call them, yeah? To umimayim, v'yachdav yodu kruvim menash kruchim menashemayim. They're twins, Siamese twins, and they came down from Shemayim, bound together. It's lagoyim ain't kesher ben shnei atchumim elu. These two subjects, Rabban Malkum, Rabban Chaveira, are irrelevant. They have nothing to do with each other. Adam yechel lo ischosa kol regesh dati v'ruchani. Person can have no spiritual religious connection whatsoever. But Rabban Zayis yechel lo is bal chesed gadol. He can be a big Baal Chesed. But he talking Gametzias Afuche, the opposite also, we see. Goyishim ishtadl din noyega pidato vashkafosoi. You have a guy who's trying very hard to be religious, according to his das and his dat, sorry, his religion and his ashkafa. Will you chasid ibn Adam, ruyachas mazalzel. In his relationship with people, he's an animal. He could be mamash abusing and stealing and terrible behemoth, and yet he's very religious. We see that unfortunately in our world as well. But we're trying to understand what the Torah says about this, not what people think is right and wrong. Torasena kadosha doreshes miyudi. The Torah kadosha demands from a Jew. The Torah demands that you relate to Ben Mitzvah Ben Lachem the same way you relate to Ben Amal Chaver and vice versa. You'll find some people that put a lot of emphasis into the Ben Amal Mokum and the Ben Amal Chaver is Nebuchadnezzar not so good. And you'll find the opposite. And some people you'll find it's a mixture. But the Torah demands equality. And we'll see why. Reya ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi points out in Shabbos, v'avtal reyecha kamoicha, the rei, the friend that's talking about, is Hashem. V'lefikach zehiruscha b'kiyum ha-mitzvah shemalon l'mokum, the carefulness, the caution that one conducts oneself in the kiyum ha-mitzvah shemalon l'mokum, tzricha liyayis ba'oyser regishut v'ichpatiyut she'atem matyaches l'mitzvah shemalon l'mokavayret. Has to be with the same sensitivity and caring that you relate to your Ben Mitzvah Ben Amal Chaveiro. Rav Pinkas always used to say there's no difference between Amal Mokum and Amal Chaveiro. Why? Because why do you keep the Ben Amal Chaveiro? Because the Mokum told you to, because Hashem told you to. So every Ben Amal Chaveiro is a Ben Amal Mokum. And every Ben Amal Mokum, who's your best friend, is Hashem. So every Ben Amal Mokum is a Ben Amal Chaveiro. So every Mitzvah is a Ben Amal Chaveiro and Ben Amal Mokum all wrapped up together. Because Hashem's your best friend. And when you're doing a mitzvah, it's because Hashem told you to. So there's no difference. He always used to say that. It's the same thing. For him, it was. For him, Hashem, and it was all the same thing. But what's the tushtil? I don't understand. But what's the tushtil? It's another subject. It's not a sugya. It's another subject. No, it's in relationships we're talking about here. Why am I giving stocker? Because Hashem told me to. So that Ben Amal Chaveiro giving stock is really Ben Amal Mokum, because Hashem told me to do it. And when I'm putting on tefillin, why am I putting on tefillin? Because my best friend asked me to do him a favor, put on tefillin. So it's Ben Amal Chaveiro. No, for sure this Ben Amal Mokum, Ben Amal Chaveiro is the two categories. He was just trying to show that in the relationship aspect, it's the same thing. Person is working on spirituality and he's working on becoming more religious, naturally relates and connects to the Kedusha of Inyonim Shemayim. V'ilu klape Inyonim Shebenom L'chavere u'mafgin regishut v'ichpatiyot enoshit. There he allows his human compassion and caring to his emotions, his emotional, human emotions, he uses that to connect to the Be'anun al-Chavayres more. But Teva, a person relates to Dvarim of Shemayim, you put on Tfilin, that's Kedusha, that's Renimus, that's holiness. Giving stalkers because you care about the guy, Nebuch, he hasn't got food, so you're helping him out. Ulan Turasena Kedusha Malmedus Otanish Shnei Luchas Yoinkin Heim Yesod Echad. These two dynamics, the Torah tells us they're feeding from the same Shoresh. Vahafta L'Reecho. Reecho HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Reecho Hu Gam Chavercho. Like we said, umikan kashem shehartia milot tirzach tvur benafshaydu. The pachad, the fear, the resistance to the lo tirzach, don't be a murderer. That's natural in our neshamas. V'cholon avoyde magi shetzichi meisa noira. Everybody, today maybe you'll find people not, but normal human beings still know and feel that murder is, wow, that's not a good thing. Would kill somebody b'shoigeg. His whole life would be ruined. He wouldn't be able to live with himself. Even if it wasn't his fault, he didn't do anything wrong. You know, he was driving, his kid jumped out in front of the chatzfachilina, and he couldn't live with himself. That's a natural that we have inside ourselves. He'll never forgive himself. His life would be ruined. The same situation in a Chil Shabbos, where he was Machal Shabbos in the same kind of a way. He forgives himself very quickly. So, well, I made a mistake and Hashem will forgive me. So while there you're not losing sleep in the Ritzicha B'Shoigig, there you, mamash, your whole life's ruined. You go for therapy for 50 years before you get over it. And yet, Ma'asa Chil Shabbos, Elon Zilom Afrias, the goyim kept fainting because he thought he'd moved a bone that was muktz on the table. As he woke up, he fainted again. He kept fainting from the pachar of having moved the bone. Yeah? That's what we would do if we kept waking up thinking about Chas V'Chil and Ritzicha B'Shoigig. Well, B'Shabbos, lo manyeno tekach. What's going on here? How come? Not because we don't. It's different. It's not supposed to be like that. This person that killed somebody that was over a love of Benom Lamokum. The same feeling should follow somebody when he's over Benom Lamokum. I mean, logically, that makes sense. Yeah, if you can get that neck up, you're doing good. I'm not asking it to get internalized yet, but at least understand the logic that makes perfect sense. How you live with that, I don't know. That's another story. How you get that neck down, I don't know. But neck up, the double posture, no? You're embarrassed your friend in public. You had a moment, like a lost moment, you know, whatever, and then you were mavazi, you were embarrassed your friend in public. Even more than that. Should the same feeling of afterwards you feel terrible. How did I embarrass my friend in public? Wow, what am I going to pay back? That same feeling should escort somebody when he's over a Benom Lamokum. You've been pogged by Hashem, your best friend. Hashem has been insulted. He's been hurt by your actions. My sins, I acknowledge, I admit, my accidental sins, my mistakes are negdi tomid. I carry with me all the time. Why are you sins in front of him all the time? Because he has charata for them and he's worried about them. Like it's always there in front of me all the time. Okay, Mitzvah will stop there. We're describing an ideal. I never said not, that's what this is. But at least to start understanding that the mitzvahs I'm doing, it's the cigarette case. Just go back to the cigarette. This is not about religious rules and regulations and whatever. This is about my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who loves me and cares for me, and I love him and care about him. And we're trying to develop a relationship. And the Benam Lamak is the Benam Chaver, it's all the same thing because it's all my friend. It's Reyecha Zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's who your best friend is. And that's who you have to live with, and that's who you have to put your emphasis in, and that's who you have to spend time with. For sure, everybody else in your life is important, your wife, your kids, I've only have to give them time, but the Ikka relationship is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's who we have to spend time with and be more aware of and be conscious of. Don't wait till you have major life-threatening crises that you start suddenly taking Hashem into your life. I'm talking to myself. Then you start thinking about Hashem and you're with Hashem and you're talking to Hashem and whatever. Then when things calm down, everything's fine. You kind of forget about Hashem, you know. Even when you're davening, you can forget about Hashem. No. Try and use these difficult times that we're in that have made us more conscious of our relationship with Hashem to hold on to that and go forward with it. Okay. Have a good day, Rabbi Isa. Bezrat Hashem. Tomorrow, Karagil.
Thank you.